Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Boom. In your face. We're Vets. We are live from the College World Series, Omaha. We're Omaha Hilton. Blur Events, Stacy and crew, they put together another fantastic week of events here. It's an honor to be included in it, to be a part of it. It has been a great week of college baseball at its highest level. Today, it doesn't change. You've got two matchups that don't need any hype. One group from Coastal Carolina, the hottest team in all of college baseball. The two higher seeds and number 3-seeded Arkansas and number 6-seeded LSU, they will have at it this evening at 6 o'clock. And then you've got the folks from Louisville. The Cardiac Cardinals won't give up, and they won't give up their pass. They have an opportunity. Now, Louisville has to win today. They have to win today in order to advance. That's just how it works. The same can be said for Arkansas. They have to figure out a way to win. LSU with a win advances to Saturday's final game one. Coastal Carolina with a win today. They advance to Saturday's final game one. That's what's at stake in order to extend it. In order to extend it, you have to be locked in. Locked in. It's been epic 8th and 9th inning baseball. That's what's going on. Again, the folks here at Blur want to thank you. If you're looking for a way to be a part of this thing, you don't have game tickets, come on up. Blur tickets. You can go to blurtickets/Omaha. It will give you all the insight. You $64 packages, especially for Saturday. Today, $64 for lunch, dinner, etc. $94 for lunch, dinner, buffet, beer, wine, cash bar, $114. Everything's all inclusive. And for Saturday, beginning at 3 o'clock Saturday, they will go from 3 until midnight Saturday here with the price list. $64 options, $94 options, $114 options, everything all included. So we appreciate them for having us up. It should be a great day. Coastal Carolina and Louisville first pitch around 1 o'clock. They're expecting the weather to hold off, fingers crossed. Again, the Omaha World Series, you never quite know what you're going to get, but that's okay. We're going to flex in this thing and get through it. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us. You can be a part of what we're doing. 402-464-5685. The Starter Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing. Hit us with a what's up, and we will take you through. We'll get you on air and give you the shout out. And then if you want to follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you will, you can follow what's going on. If you haven't downloaded the Ticket app, please do so. You can take us wherever you go, whenever you go. That's what it's for. And then you can follow as well on Amazon Prime if you're fancy. But seriously, go and download the Ticket app so you have access to it. I am joined next to me by, first of all, Jake Bachoven. Bach, what's happening, brother?
Hey, glad to be here. I love it here. This is the, like I said, Omaha College World Series. We're getting into the more, some of these teams are gone. Some of the teams are fighting for their lives now. So it's a lot of fun. And then what better place to be than Blur?
It's a great event. It has been. Well done. The food's good. The company's good all along. And then the All-American joins us, Steve Taylor, QB9. What's happening, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm like, the food is good, the environment's good, and the grass is good.
Like getting on turf, right? That listen, to this be is, able to put this thing through They put us in a different spot this year. Less of the humid beatdown that happens on the other spot, right? With sun on your back for 6 hours.
Well, you got the three big screens here. You got the sectionals, the big comfy chairs, and everything. Everything's set up nicely just to sit back, relax, take in the whole environment. You know, have some food, a couple of cocktails, and just taking the World Series, which, you know, I've been watching it. It's been some great baseball, some great baseball. The more and more I watch it, I was like, I don't know. Could I have played college football? I mean, college baseball. I mean, these guys are in profession. These guys are really, really good. And the plays that they're making, it's just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement.
Do you miss not having played baseball at the highest level possible? Is that ever a thing that you think back and go, I really wish I had?
Nah, I do. I miss it, especially around this time. Often when I'm out at a ballpark and you smell the grass, you smell the dirt. I remember what that was like, and you get that itch and everything. You know, I have some friends that have played at a very high level in the big leagues, and it's fun. It's exciting. And I often ask myself, could I have played? Because it's a totally different temperament. Mm-hmm. As you know, you're mm-hmm. a player. You played that. And so I often question that. But, you know, I'm okay with everything, and I just love watching just great baseball. And there's nothing better than the playoffs and then also in the World Series. The College World Series, the process of getting there.
Where would you put this? Where would you put playing in the College World Series, playing in a bowl game, playing in the Final Four, or maybe the NCAA tournament? I think being at this stage of the College World Series where there's only four teams remaining. So this is the Final Four of college baseball.
I would have to say before the collegiate sports went to the playoff system, you would have to say college baseball mm-hmm. is awesome. I mean, because it's a win or go home type of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance, if you lose one game, you can come back. But there's nothing better than a true playoff, because you can get hot at the end of the year. You can get hot during the tournament, you know, and have a chance to win it all. So I would say baseball before they started the collegiate football playoffs. And now that they're going to expand that, then they're going to get a taste for that. But baseball, that's why the World Series is so nice, so popular. You got small-time schools. You got big-time schools. Everyone has a chance. And that's what makes it so fun, so exciting.
Well, see, that you just launched into a space where if a team in a program like Coastal Carolina.
Murray.
Right, Murray State. If you can get here, you can figure out a way with all the maze that is college athletics, and how business is being done. If you tell me that Coastal Carolina not only can put together a team that finishes the season on a 25-game win streak and then gets into the tournament and sends people home. Look, they're the Turk, man. Coastal Carolina is the measuring stick. It lets me know that there is a way for Nebraska, Creighton, power schools to get here. And I don't know what the problem, I don't know what the bridge that needs to be crossed in order for that to happen. But how is it that in a game that we love, and we know that, quite frankly, you can be a five-star talent or a no-star talent, but on the baseball field, you still have to make pitches, you still have to make plays.
You know, you're exactly right, and that's what's amazing. And as we watch here and you see the UCLA, Nebraska, we beat UCLA. Mm-hmm. We could have had an opportunity to make it that far. And then you have a team like Arkansas, who's been almost number one the entire season. I mean, it's touch and go with any team. So you look at that and you look at the talent. There are great baseball players all throughout the country. And it's amazing, the larger schools, the smaller schools, the schools that are somewhere in between, you get the right chemistry, the right players, you got a chance to win it all. So, and that's what's nice to see. That's a true playoff system when those teams have hope and a chance to know that, hey, we can win it all.
And you still have to win games.
And you still have to win games.
Like, it's amazing. We watched yesterday. Bach, we were out watching yesterday, and there's an opportunity when in critical moments teams panic or they go out of their comfort zone. Runners, bases loaded, you're in a two-run lead. You make a decision. You make a decision. Do you play your infield in? Do you go for the double play ball up the middle? Do you change pitchers and try to go to your arm, your sniper, who can get you out of any situation? And then you get a ground ball, which we would all identify as a routine ground ball. And then things happen. I say it all the time. The most difficult thing in all of sports is to finish. Learning to finish. Not go outside of yourself and not make a moment bigger than that. Bach, as you're watching the ground ball hit to short, what's going on in your head? What do you think? What do you think was going on in Alisea's head?
Well, you're hoping that, obviously, I mean, it's a routine, right? Like, you've been there before. You should be able to play it down. But, again, that's when these stakes get higher. It's kind of funny because, again, I play basketball, so kind of directly relate to that and kind of think, you know, those free throws, you do them, you know, how many times in your life? Thousands of times. But when it's the finals, when it's the fourth quarter and you need to hit that free throw, it becomes a little bit more difficult for some reason.
You know, and I will add to that because I obviously play both sports. And I talk to a lot of my fans, a lot of my friends. We talk about, you know, we talk about golf. We talk about football. We talk about basketball. And I often tell them that I think golf is the most challenging because of the mental aspect, the time that you have to think about all the negative things. And when I noticed those errors that they had yesterday, imagine being out there in the infield, in the outfield, on the mound pitching, and things are moving, it's taking so long, and it happens very quickly. And you have to be mentally prepared to be in that moment. And it's instinctive, but it's not as instinctive as playing basketball or playing football because you're more so reacting. Where baseball, you have a lot of time, and I'm glad with the new pitch count and what they're doing, speeding things up, the game moves a lot faster, so that does help. But that is a difference, and you saw the mistakes and the errors that they had yesterday during those games. That is primarily due to the stressful situation and them not being in that moment or being in that situation time and time again.
I'll ask you that, because in those critical mass moments, Mark Manning from Nebraska Wrestling always says, don't make a thing bigger than it is. Don't make a thing bigger than it is. And you would think Grey Cup moments behind center. There's always a moment in a Grey Cup game or in a playoff game or in a bowl game where the next play you make is the most important play of the game. And you never know when that play is.
Exactly.
Right? So how do you
slow it down? Or that at bat.
Like, how do you slow it down? It could be the next pitch. It could be the next play. How do you slow it down?
You know, that's when you go back to just game preparation and being in a moment and not trying to do too much. And the bat that the Louisville player had the other day, I think was tremendous. And he talked about it after the ball game when he had to fly out home run for them to get the winning run. All he wanted to do was find a good pitch, make a good swing, and advance the ball. And that's exactly what he did. And to see that happen and how he slowed things down, how he slowed everything down, he had the ability to do that. And it was great to see it. These kids are performing on a very, very high level. Next to the World Series, you can't get a more pressure situation. And the pitching has been outstanding. Because every pitch, the game could be over. And you know that. A little inside the strike zone, a little outside the strike zone, a little high, it's over.
Have you ever been a part of a no-hitter?
I've thrown a couple. I actually have. Yes. Okay.
So walk me through this. Because right.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
And you're doing it in a part of the country where the baseball is super competitive.
At a high school level,
right?
I did it,
but,
yes.
Well, but at the high school level, in the area of California that you're in, there were some dudes. So to go through the moment where you recognize that I have it going on, is that a bullpen thing? Is that a first inning thing? Is that a third inning thing where you go, this feels different today? I got a chance to be special.
Yeah, you've probably been in that mode where I've pitched a few games where you're just on. I mean, your curveball is working, your fastball, your riser, your slider, whatever it may be, is working. It doesn't really start to hit you until like that fifth, sixth, or seventh inning when you realize you're getting close to the game being over, and you legitimately have a chance to have a no-hitter. And so, and every pitch could be a hit. And that's when you really start to hit. It's almost like golf. Where you got to make pars to win in that, when you got to make pars to win the open or whatever it may be, you just got to hit the fairway. Sometimes the most difficult thing to do is a two putt. And when you're pitching on the mound, that's in your mind once you know you're close to maybe having that no-hitter. Because if you're slight off with one pitch, a hanging curveball, you throw a meat fastball or whatever it is, the guy makes connection, it could be an easy hit. You just have to stand a moment, trust what you have, and your catcher. Your catcher is great with that. He positions you and calling the right pitches and everything. But it's mentally, it takes you to a whole new level. And that's why it's not done very often. And that's why when it's done, it's greatly appreciated.
When you're pitching, do you prefer to have your catcher call pitches or the pitcher or your coach calling pitches?
Well, it's almost a mutual thing. You have to I would defer to my catcher. I really would. I would feel good about a pitch, but he knows how I'm throwing. He knows the batter. They're the quarterback out there. And so things have changed now where the coaches are calling the plays. But back then, the catcher pretty much called the plays, and the pitcher would shake him off. You remember that? The pitcher would shake him off. No, until he wants to go to something that he feels good about. But most of the time, I would probably go with the catcher unless I really felt like I can throw this pitch. And this is what I need to do.
We were talking about it yesterday, and I, as a coach, I always told my catcher that it was his job in the bullpen and in the warm-up pitches to determine the pace and the play call, pitch call for those innings. We would talk about the batters that were coming up. We would talk about situation. But he's the only one that can see in the warm-up, you know what? That slider's running. No, he's having difficulty getting his plant foot. Is he tipping pitches? There's a whole line of things that in that conversation between catcher, pitcher, that I can't be a part of in the dugout. I just can't make that decision. And I always felt weird calling pitches for a catcher and a pitcher who are in it. And listen, the conversation that you have in your head as a pitcher, quarterback, and as a golfer is the most important thing. And a coach can never get in your head. I can never know when the pitcher's standing there going, oh, that breaker ain't running, man. It's not snapping. The snapper's not snapping. What do I do? Oh, coach wants me to throw the slider. And he looks over like, you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
when you talk about that, I mean, and I had a good relationship with my catcher. Herb was my catcher probably from Pop. We call him Boss Hogg. His first name was Herb. From Pop Warner into high school. So he knew my stuff. Yeah. And he knew what I threw well. And that's why I deferred to him most of the time. And it also equates to a golfer and a caddy, that relationship that they have, and even though, because you're in a moment, when you're on that mound or you're on that, or you're about to make that putt or make that drive, you're in a moment, you think you can do this, and you need someone to say, hey,
calm down,
slow it down,
let's
just hit it to a nice yardage where you can lay up and make par, you can hit this shot, you can hit this 3-wood and be on in 2, or you can throw this curveball, you can throw this sinker, or whatever it may be. So it's nice to have that guy that you have that relationship with that you trust. And I think that's the best analogy I can give to it would be a caddy and a golfer and a catcher and a pitcher. Because you got to have that camaraderie, you got to have that respect, and you got to have that trust.
What's the toughest one to get through as an individual in this space? The conversation with golf that you have with yourself from shot to shot. You as a quarterback, you've called the play, you know the formation, you're standing behind center, and you're about to initiate the play. Or as a pitcher or a baseball player, locking into a moment that, you know what, it's 3-2, he's thrown me 2 breaking balls and a fastball on the hands. What's the toughest, most stressful conversation that you have with yourself as an athlete?
I would probably think, and I break it down this way, even when I played in professional, later in my career, I called a lot of my own plays as quarterback. I was experienced enough and knew what I was doing. But I will go back to Coach Osborne. We had that relationship. He would call plays throughout the course of the game. And by the time, say, the third or fourth quarter, when I saw Dana Brinson or Hillian Hawkins running in that play, I knew exactly what that play was going to be. Very seldom, and I could probably count on my fingers how many times Coach Osborne said, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? Otherwise, I had so much trust in him that he had set everything up that whatever he was calling, I had blinded trust. I can count maybe 1 or 2 or 3 times that he asked me, okay, how do you feel about this play? Now, when you go back to golf or you go back to pitching, it's more so, I think, the individual, the golfer. You're going to get influence and direction from your caddy or from your catcher, but in the end, you're going to go with what you think you can do, unless the coach overrides it.
Yeah, and,
you know,
and
so that's
trust is the word. Trust is the word. Is the athlete's ability to trust the coach, one, for the preparation that's been done, the trust in their own work, right, knowing that I've done the work. One, I took care of my body. I rested. I did the scouting reports. I watched film. I know their batting lineup. I know, you know, from the golf course, it's, wait a minute, I know how it's running today. I walked the course. I know how fast it's playing. I know the break, what the breaks are going to be. In football, it is, wait a minute, their cues and things that I need to identify. Listen, I'm watching the walk-up safety, and he only walks up when he's not coming. So I need to pay attention to it. All of those things are such the vital part. And watching Arkansas throw a no-hitter on the biggest stage. And listen, it's difficult for anybody who thinks that they're going to play at the major league level. The draft is coming up. All eyes are on you.
Yes.
And to think that a first-round pitcher, figuring somewhere in the top 30, gets the ball and has the opportunity of a lifetime. They give him a ball on national TV, all baseball eyes in the country on you. And to stand up and to deliver what could only be described as a work of art.
Yes, definitely.
Changing his place in the draft. So if you're, let's say you're the Washington Nationals have the number one pick, right? Again. And they had again, and I'll be slightly bitter. Yeah. I'll be slightly bitter if you can sense the venom, it's because it's real. Oh my goodness. But I also know that the last time the Nationals did this, they got Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg, and it paid off. You have the opportunity. If you're the GM of a Major League Baseball team that is not very good, how do you build the next great thing? Do you go the route of Bryce Harper, or do you go the right route of Steven Strasburg, the everyday guy, or the guy who could be the linchpin in your rotation?
You know, when you look at baseball, and you hear this so often, you talk about guys, first of all, it's pitching. Mm-hmm. The pitching, most of these teams that are there, they have extraordinary pitchers. And they're deep. They got starters, they got closers, and they're deep. And they're very talented. And then you need guys that can hit the ball. You got guys that can bat. So those are the most crucial things. But if I had the choice to pick, I'm going to go with the pitching. If you got great pitching, you're always going to have a chance.
Yeah.
Always going to have a chance.
And it's so funny how absolutely finite the line in the logic and the philosophy. Certain teams will tell you, no, I'm drafting. Think about the Braves and what they did over time and said, okay, if we can't draft them, we're going to go get them.
Don't find them.
We're going to go trade for them. In baseball, from the lineup, the 1 through 8 or the 1 through 9, if you're finding DHs, that with the DH, it changes the way you draft. Because you don't have to find a spot 1 through 8 to force them in. You can give them, you know what, we're going to bring you up, and we want you to focus on hitting the baseball. And you can do those things, but to think that on the biggest stage a week before the draft, you throw up 115 pitch, 19 strikeout masterpiece.
Man, that's,
I would think that you jump from that 30 conversation into that top 10 conversation.
And not only that, DP, they're throwing 96, 97.
He was throwing 99 in the eighth inning.
Exactly. That late inning, I was like, whoa, how does that arm feel? I mean, that ball is coming.
Listen, to throw
that's 90, some serious
to
heat.
Throw 99 in the eighth inning, and then had the moxie, the absolute gumption to throw a breaker.
Yes.
To throw a first pitch breaker. Like, you've got a guy amped up. He's grinding the knob of the bat in with his hands. And then you have the rudeness, the absolute rudeness to throw a breaker to start the count. I went, yeah, this is a no hitter. That's filthy. That's filthy and nasty at the same time.
And
you just don't care.
And when you're throwing that hard, that fast, it doesn't take much for that ball to get out of the ballpark. I mean, your placement has to be good. It has to be very, very tight. But if it's off just a little,
Well, he hit two batters in the final six outs and didn't care. He's like, you know what? I'm out here dealing. Yes. Let me cook. And it was special to watch. Again, an opportunity that of the 27 outs, eight of them were put in play. Fair.
And
three of those were six hoppers back 60 feet to the pitcher's mound. Yes. So his people had the day off. They were chilling. And it was spectacular.
You love that day as an infielder.
Oh, man. They had a day. They were dudes that didn't even touch the ball. First baseman over there. Yes. He's like, hey, fellas, I'm out here. Help a brother out. Anyway.
That's when the game is easy. And then you can really just focus on your at-bats. Man, you know, you're feeling good. You can just really focus on your at-bats.
I went back and rewatched it because it was just special to watch. Steve Taylor's with me, Box with me. We're here at Blur Tailgate. We'll be here until 6 o'clock broadcasting. Again, game one of the day is you've got Louisville, the Cardiac Cardinals, and Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers have been the hottest team in all of college baseball. That first pitch around 1:07 is what they're told. We will come back from the break. We will thank the folks from Blur once again for letting us come up here and be a part of this thing. We thank you for listening. Text in on the Starter Heyman text line, if you will. We'll be right back to one-on-one.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you sing my son a lullaby?
You got it, Doug. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, don't worry at all, because Geico did all the home insurance shopping for your dad and your mum and found the right coverage for y'all.
Nice work, G. Not like a light.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.